こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、欧州宇宙機関 ESA が2030年までに月にムーンビレッジと呼ばれる基地を作り、科学、ビジネス、観光に利用できるようにする計画を明らかにしました。まずローバーを送り、ドーム型の枠組みを膨らませ、 3D プリンターで建物の部品を作っていきます。その際、氷水やメタル、ミネラルなど月面の資源を使います。光が届かず常に真っ暗闇の月の南極には水分があるため、水素と酸素を作ることができるほか、放射線から身を守ることができます。ESA によると、すでにこの計画にアメリカ、ロシア、中国、インド、日本が協力しているということです。
The European Space Agency has revealed plans to establish a moon village by the year 2030 for tourism, business, and scientific research purposes. According to the plans, the ESA will send a rover that will deploy an inflatable dome structure, after which they will 3D print parts for other structures using the ice, metal and minerals available on the lunar surface. The plan suggests that the South Pole may be an ideal location for the lunar village, as it contains liquid water which can be converted to hydrogen and oxygen, and because it receives less radiation. According to the ESA, these plans would be carried out in cooperation with space agencies such as the United States, Russia, China, India and Japan agencies.
So, この3D プリンターで作る建物の想像図みたいなやつ見た？
I don't know which was which, but I saw some concept.
なんか丸いドームみたいなやつに上にポコポコって入り口がついてる。
Hmm.
スターウォーズみたいな感じなんか。
Oh, like the what are they called? There's a name for those. It's like a traditional Native American like clay house.
Oh, okay.
It's like an igloo, but it's made of clay.
Right.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
They have them in the deserts.
Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. そうだね。それのもっとなんかこう丘みたいなバージョン。
It's funny, we show up on some other world with 3D printers, and then we make the most primitive.
I know, right?
the oldest human structures.
そう。でもだから調査のためとマイニングとかのビジネスのためと観光に使いたいっていう。でもその水分がある方はずっと真っ暗じゃん。
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's why there's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It's ice water, right?
行って楽しいかっていう。Yeah. 行って楽しいかっていう話。And the article said something like, そのだからうちらに見えてる分は常に明るいわけじゃん。光が届いてるから太陽の。
Sure.
そっち側は常に明るいから観光にはいいみたいに書いてあるんだけど、じゃあそこでどうやって生活するっていうか人間がとどまるのかとか、レディエーションどうするかっていうのは書いてなかった。
Well, there are way more problems than that. Like the gravity problem. The gravity is only a sixth of what it is here.
Right.
So if you stay there for any significant amount of time, it's going to be bad for your body. like your eyes will go bad. Like your bones will.
だから行きたくないんだけど。じゃあ。
A lot of bad things could happen. Just from the gravity thing. But there's also cosmic radiation and radiation from the sun.
Yeah.
So people have previously suggested having underground moon bases.
でもじゃあ月に行く意味なくない？
Well,
地球の地下でいいじゃん。
for the scientific research and stuff, or at least for people that live there long term, maybe.
Ah, right, right.
I don't really. Yeah, what is the role of the moon in the future? We're going to do something, right?
Yeah.
So what will that be? It's kind of hard to tell. How do you decide who gets to like own territory on the moon?
ね、だからそれ考えると嫌だよね。 またそれで国同士喧嘩になったりとかしたらサーモン行かない方がマシじゃない。
Yeah.
でもまあこの ESA が言ってるのはアメリカとかはずっと火星にフォーカスしていて、まあ、人類は当然火星に将来的には行くんだろうと。ただ月にはもう行ったことがあるし、
right.
月に行くっていう方が短期では可能だから、
I don't think
こっちにフォーカスしますみたいなことを言ってるよ。
Yeah, I don't think so though. I think Mars just makes way more sense in every way.
Just I mean, I think that's why America is focusing on it though, right?
Like, you want to take risk so that there's the opportunity to profit, right?
Right.
There aren't that many... The opportunities available on the moon are just not as grand as, you know, let's terraform
Mars. でも2030年だからね、もうすぐだよ。
But isn't Musk trying to get to Mars by like 2025?
I don't know.
I think that's what he said.
でも嫌だな。私は行きたくない。
Someone's gonna go. You know, it's
I'm sure there are so many people who wanna go like for as a tourist too, you know? Not just for research and stuff.
The space race was like kind of put on hold, right?
Yeah.
But it's coming back now in the form of private industry. It's like the private industry space race is underway right now.
Yeah. そうだね。だからロシアとアメリカみたいにダークな感じではないけどね。
Well, who knows? we haven't tried it yet.
Hopefully.
Have you heard about the helium-3?
No.
Like all this speculation that you could use helium-3. There's a bunch of helium-3. On the moon, and supposedly you can run a fusion reactor on helium-3,
okay,
which might actually be one of the best ways to produce energy.
Huh.
So China has invested a lot of money in developing a fusion reactor that they would supposedly eventually want to adapt for lunar use.
Wow.
And then if you can do that,
Wait, helium-3 exists on Earth too?
No, not really.
So we don't really have it?
No.
Oh, okay. じゃあ月でマイニングすることを前提に開発してるってこと?
I don't know if there's no helium-3 here, but...
Not enough.
I don't know what the exact physics are, but I think it's like deposited by... So it's just like radiated from the sun or something, and the atmosphere of Earth like prevents that from piling up here. Something
okay.
weird.
I see.
Something weird like that. But
strange. でもさ、そうなんか何年までにっていうのがどんどんこう最近じゃない？そのあと60年でとかあと百何十年でとかじゃなくてさ、だいたい結構10年20年とか。
Well, usually, or historically, things have happened a lot sooner than they were predicted to happen. That happens more often than the opposite, I think. Like, the Wright brothers came up with the first airplane, right?
Yeah.
Well, actually, there was like a feasibility study done by the U.S. government or something about flight and whether it would be possible to develop for humans to make something that flies.
Okay.
This is before the Wright brothers. And they determined that it was a total failure and that it would take it would take like thousands of years before we were able to do it.
Wow.
And I think like the next year the Wright brothers figured out how to fly. So then the Wright brothers are like flying their little airplane around.
Yeah.
And then I forget when he said it, but one of the Wright brothers they were asking him, like, how long do you think it'll be before we can fly across the Atlantic Ocean?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, that would take hundreds of years.
Right.
Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
He's the guy that fucking invented the first airplane, and he was saying this. And then someone flew across the Atlantic just some years later, so...
まあ、ずっとそれに触れてるとそんなオプティミスティックになれないのかもね、
yeah.
あまりに現実的すぎてに考えすぎて
Well, it's just really hard to tell.
Right. 次、出産した後に発症する産後うつは5人に1人が経験すると言われていますが、なる人とならない人の差や予防法などはよく分かっていません。その謎を解明するための大規模の研究を行うため、ノースカロライナ大学医学部と産後うつ協会が iPhone の無料アプリ PPD Act App を開発しました。10個の質問に答えると、産後うつにかかっているのか、かかっているとしたらどの程度のレベルなのかを示すスコアが表示され、病院の紹介や治療に関する情報を教えてもらえます。産後うつのレベルが中度から高度の場合には、遺伝子研究に参加できるか聞かれ、同意するとアメリカ国立衛生研究所から唾液を採取するキットが送られてきます。現在アメリカとオーストラリアで利用可能で、イギリスでももうすぐ公開されるほか、他の国々用にも開発中です。目標は世界中から10万人の女性のデータを集めることです。
Statistically, about 1 in 5 women suffer from postpartum depression. However, because the cause of this has been unknown, measures that can be taken to prevent it have also been unclear. In an effort to help analyze the problem, researchers at the North Carolina School of Medicine and the Consortium Postpartum Depression Action Towards Causes and Treatment are conducting a large-scale survey through a free iPhone app called PPD Act App. After answering 10 questions, the app will produce a score evaluating your level of depression, as well as recommend a hospital and provide health care information. Participants who score a mid to high degree of depression may be invited to participate in a genetic study, which would involve them receiving a kit, after which they would submit their saliva for genetic testing. Currently, the program is accepting participants in the United States and Australia and expects to be open to England soon. The researchers aim to collect data from 100,000 participants worldwide.
So, 産後うつってアメリカだと結構女性用のメディアとかで取り上げられてるんだけど、それぐらい取り上げられててもやっぱり自分がなってるって気づかないとか、人になかなか相談できない人が多いらしくて、そうするとやっぱり治療も遅れちゃうから、どんどん手遅れになっちゃうみたいな。だから
Is there, are there, there's a difference? Well, I guess there's some difference, but what's the difference between postpartum depression and the more general clinicalDepression, or like,
分かんない、その病気的にどう、どう違うのかは分かんないけど、まあ、産後に起きるっていうのでカテゴライズしてるだけじゃない、もしかして。
So what do we know about this?
Well, I think the symptoms are the same as normal depression, as far as I know. I'm not sure. And I think the treatment is also.
Right.
Similar or the same. It's just like, その、だからなかなか多分気づかないっていうのが一番大きいんだと思う、これは。
What is the treatment exactly?
Just like normal depression, like medication or
okay.
stuff like that.
It's so bizarre to me that we treat things without understanding the cause. Like, it just doesn't seem like it works.
Well...I mean, normal depression too, right? Like, we don't know what the cause is. We know the correlations, like with serotonin and everything, but we don't know if, we don't know what the cause is still. So,
Well, I think, yeah.
I mean, what they say, like, all the serotonin level goes down, blah, 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 but that could be just a symptom, you know?Not the cause.
Right.
So...
Well, I think you can see that usually depressing things happen. Depressing events are strongly correlated with, you know, clinical depression.
Yeah, or just like exposed to long-term stress.
Yeah.
Or giving birth, you know, like, so it's... なんか分かってないことがすごく多いんだけども、ただそのこれが産後うつなんだって分かることによって救われることもいっぱいあるわけで、なんかよく聞くのは赤ちゃんをなんか産みました、で家に連れて帰る、ですごくハッピーであるべきと思うじゃん、 普通に考えたら、yeah. なのに全然ハッピーじゃない。すごい涙、まあ、出る人と出ない人もいるんだけど、すごく無気力になっちゃって、mm-hmm. 何にもやる気が出ない、全然幸福感もない。そうすると、まあ、産後うつについてよく知らないお母さんだと、自分はなんかひどい母親なのかもしれないみたいな、その赤ちゃんがいるのになんで幸せじゃないんだろうと思って、旦那さんとか誰にも相談できない、悪いお母さんと思われそうだからっていう、で、まあ、どんどんどんどんこう負のスパイラルになっちゃうみたいな。だからもうちょっとこうアウェアネスっていうか、みんなが知ることによって、yeah. まあそうやって言えなくなっちゃう人とかは少なくともいなくなるといいなと思うけど、その10個の質問っていうのがなんかディグリーで答えるんだけど、その Yes, I'm totally fine or you know, I'm sometimes not okay とか、あの笑ったり物事の面白さを感じられる、何かを楽しみにできる、悪い出来事に対して無駄に自分を責める、理由もなく不安や心配になる、理由もなく怖くなったりパニックになる、いっぱいいっぱいで物事に対応できない、幸福感がなく眠れない、悲しく惨めな気持ちになる、幸福感がなく涙が出る、自分を傷つけたくなるっていう、この10個なんだけど、
うん、
まあ、それのにどういうふうに答えるかによって、まあ、どれぐらい深刻かっていうのを教えてもらえるっていう、無料で、
right.
でそのこれデータを集めようとしてるから、 iPhone 持ってないお母さんもいるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
貧困層の人とか、そのためにはあのアメリカの複数の病院にアイタッチを置いて、それに答えてもらって、その場で唾液キットとかも渡せるようにしてるみたい。
Hmm. Yeah, so it seems like they're looking for a genetic not cause, but perhaps you could have a certain gene that would increase your susceptibility to this. So
yeah.
you can be in the same or a similar we can just see how different genetics will respond.
Yeah, they've been saying that. この最近見た研究だと、母親から娘にその susceptibility が遺伝してる可能性があるっていうのも出てるから、もしかしたらそれを見ることによって、まあなりやすいかなりにくいかぐらいは分かるのかもしれないしとか。あと今そうこういう質問をそもそも妊娠してる状態の人にすることによって、出産後になるリスクがどれぐらいあるかっていうのも実は分かるらしいのね。ただそのお医者さんたちがあんまりその話をお母さんたちにしてない、あの産後うつってものがありますよとか、あのなったらこうなっちゃうからそしたら来てねとかをあんまり言われずに、そのまま赤ちゃん連れて帰っちゃうから、みんななったとしても気づかなくて遅れちゃうっていう。
Well, it's possible that talking about it could not be good too. You know, it can cause anxiety. It's like, oh, you know, you might be depressed. I mean, it kind of puts you in a weird trip.
I guess. I mean, it's how you word it, right? If you sound threatening, like, yeah, you know, like you might get depressed. But, you know, I think that people need to be informed. You know, I think that's really important.
Right. Well, you don't want to cause it either. You don't want to aggravate it, or you don't want to. Because I think people can get on weird tracks of thinking and freak themselves out too.
I
think
guess.
People are sensitive to that.
I guess. But.
Here's a good example. There's something like the government of Australia spending billions of dollars to research like wind farm syndrome or something, where people are reporting ill physiological effects, reporting depression. All these weird conditions are emerging for people that are around these windmills. But only in communities where there's a rhetoric of windmills being bad for you, or it's totally a weird psychological thing that happened,
right.
where windmills don't do shit to you.
Right.
Like they just don't. However, if you're told that they do, and you see them near your house or they're building them, people get on weird trips about this, and it's affected thousands of people. It's
right.
And it's totally, they look into all the people that were affected and they can trace it back. They can trace their psychology back.
Right.
To this exposure to an idea. So, sometimes it's always like, everyone should be informed, but, and maybe that's right, but we should also be careful with things like that too. Because there is a real
effect. Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, there's no point in being in fear for no good reason.
Yeah.
You know, or like worry about it too much when you're not even susceptible to that. Mm-hmm. But
and this is effect that I'm talking about is really like it's not well understood.
Right.
You know.
But I mean, 1 in 5 sounds like a lot to me. So like not knowing it and being stuck with a baby must be really scary. Like not knowing what's going on with you. And you have to go through all this stress of taking care of a newborn. You know?
Think about something like ADD, where all of a sudden all these parents thought that their kids had ADD. And then we started drugging all these kids that...
Yeah.
I mean, this thing is way more sensitive than we think it is.
Right.
Because ADD is basically BS. For sure, most of the people that have been prescribed that medication, because if you say like there is this condition, it occurs in 1 in 5 people who give birth, you know, all these things, there's a certain level of hypochondria that can occur in people that would otherwise be completely fine. So,
right.
You know, so it's, I'm just saying it's dangerous, I think.
Well, to me, I'm speaking from my own experience, you know, like I think it helped me because I knew what depression would do to you. So once I start having these symptoms, I was able to go to the doctors immediately, you know, because I knew. So if I didn't know, then maybe I would have left it longer.
Right.
And maybe I'd gotten worse.
Well, if we think about what treatments are possible and like what the avenues really are and if we're honest about how well we really understand this, we need to be honest about how poor our understanding is of depression, the causes of depression, diagnosing depression. And how all of these other psychological factors play into it.
Yeah, I mean, if you Google it, it's everywhere, you know, that we don't know that much about it. Like, no one really knows the cause. It's not a secret. It's everywhere. So, but it did help me to know at least the symptoms.
Right.
You know.
But if
so that it kind of clicked in my head, like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe this is depression. So... Yeah. でもこのクラウドソーシングっていうかさ、それは面白いよね。その実際に患者の人みんなに手伝ってもらってデータを集めるっていう。
Well, just getting more. There's a lot of opportunities for studies like this, not just for postpartum depression, but for thousands of things, where if they had large samples of genetic material from a particular subset, then they can learn a lot about that condition.
ね、しかもこう国を越えて一気にできるから。
They think for CTE or like head trauma, people developing Alzheimer's disease as a result of head trauma is actually very much related to your genetics. So some people get punched in the head, like if you were a pride fighter or something, some of those guys got knocked out a few times, then they start, you know, they can't speak clearly. They're really messed up.
Right.
They develop Alzheimer's disease. Look at Muhammad Ali.
Right.
I mean, that guy, you can barely understand him.
Okay.
But other people get punched and punched and head trauma and head trauma, and they're fine.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know about fine, but they manage it much better.
Right, right.
They have a much higher tolerance for this.
Huh.
I mean, this might not be such a huge subject here, but in the United States, where the biggest sport is, you know, you have huge sports like MMA and
football.
Football. In American football, people are getting a lot of concussions.
Right, right.
So this is a huge topic right now, and so there's a lot of research into this genetic aspect.
So, そういう意味では向いてる人と向いてない人がいるということだよね。
Some people, depending on your genetics,
やんない方がいい人もいるってことだよね。
Don't even touch it. Don't even touch it. Some people can't take head trauma without getting seriously messed up. And there's no way to know unless we do a genetic analysis or...
だからそれを分かっててもやりたい人はやればいいけど、分かってたらやんない人もいるかもしれないもんね。
But until now,
じゃあやめようみたいな。
Until now, nobody knew that,、
ね、
that hitting your head was bad for you. Like, that's a recent thing.
なってみないと分かんないっていう。
Isn't it crazy? Like nobody understood that hitting your head was like bad for you.
Yeah. それでディプレッションになる人もいるもんね、ヘッドトラウマで。
Yeah, it's super common.
ね。
Super, super common.
だからその頭を打ってうつ病になるとかってさ、その昔はそんなの聞いたことないもんね。
Yeah. Well, I hit my head. I had a concussion snowboarding in high school.
Right.
And I like didn't come to I didn't go to school for like weeks after that. I was so messed up. I was so messed up. I just didn't feel well. I eventually went back to school and I had to take all my tests at once.
最悪だ。
Which was also depressing. But I think it's more common than people think. I don't think you actually have to hit your head that hard.
Right.
There hasn't been an awareness of it.But yeah, it's a similar, very similar issue to this postpartum depression thing.
Yeah.
If the genetic element is that significant.
そうだね。次、メディアのボックスが私たちの体に残っている進化の過程の名残に関するビデオを公開しました。例えば、手のひらを上にして腕を机に置き、親指と小指をくっつけて手を少し持ち上げると手首に筋が出てきます。これは今では退化した Palmaris Longus という腕の筋肉を使うための腱で 10-15% の人には両手または片手にこれが存在しません。四つ足で木登りをする動物にはこの筋肉が発達しています。また動物は音の出どころを探知するために耳を大きく動かすことができますが、人間の耳の周りにも3つの筋肉があります。人間は今では耳を大きく動かすことはできませんが、実験で急な音を聞くと耳の筋肉の細胞が活発になり、無意識に音の方向へ動こうとすることが分かっています。鳥肌が立つのも進化の名残です。寒いと体毛につながっている小さな筋肉が収縮し、毛を逆立たせます。毛深い動物や鳥ではこれが断熱の役割を果たします。また外敵に出くわすなどしてアドレナリンが出た時も体を大きく見せるため同様に毛が逆立ちます。その名残で人間も感動した時や怖い時に毛が逆立って鳥肌が立ちます。また尻尾の名残で尾底骨が長い人と短い人がいます。人間は皆胎児の時には尻尾がありますが、数週間で尻尾の細胞が死ぬようにプログラムされています。
Vox Media has uploaded a video showing evidence of evolution in the human body by highlighting some vestigial traits that people have. For example, if you place your arm on a flat surface and turn your palm up, touching your thumb and pinky together, you may be able to see a tendon in your forearm. This is to control a vestigial muscle called the palmaris longus. 10-15% of people do not have this muscle in both or one arm.The palmaris longus was used in our evolutionary ancestors to climb trees and walk on all fours. Also, some animals are able to swivel their ears around to better survey their environment. Humans actually have 3 vestigial muscles around the ear for moving the ears, and the muscles do have an unconscious response to sudden noises, contracting in an effort to move the ear. Goosebumps are also an artifact of evolution. When it is cold, the skin contracts, causing the hair to stand upright.In furry animals and birds, this improves their insulation against the cold. A similar response occurs when animals encounter an enemy in order to increase the apparent size of the animal. Human skin can respond the same way when we are frightened or moved. Another vestigial feature in human beings is the tailbone, which varies in length from person to person. The human fetus actually has a tail. However, these cells are programmed to die and slough off after a few weeks.
ね、知らなかった。この手首の筋あった、マイケル。
Yeah.
私もある。
I think mine's like...
あ、めっちゃある。超出てる。私そこまで出ない。
Does that have anything to do with your ability to climb trees?
なんか握力には関係ないって書いてあった。別にないからといって弱いわけではないって書いてあったけど、逆にあったらプラスのことはあるのかな？そういう木登りとか。
I didn't know that people didn't have this.
そうない。だから10から15%。
Wouldn't your arm look really weird if you didn't have this? Wouldn't your arm look weird? Like your arm is just round. It's the Terminator things, isn't it? Remember Terminator like cuts his arm open and then he's adjusting his tree climber tendons? Right?
Yeah.
Aren't those, isn't that
the one? あれがない人がいるんだよね。
Why does Terminator, a robot from the fucking future, have a vestigial tendon in his arm?
確かに。確かにそれおかしいね。あっちゃダメなやつじゃない。
The Terminator's designed to climb trees.
Like monkeys.
Yeah.
そうだから、猿にはあるけど、ゴリラとかチンパンジーには人間みたいに退化してるらしいよ。まあ、そんなに四つ足で歩き回らないから。あとそう耳の筋肉がこう自動的に動こうとしちゃってるっていうのも面白いよね、このうちらの知らないところで。
So everyone has those.
そうこれはみんなにある、みんなにある、あの耳の周りを囲むような感じで3つ筋肉がついてて、これは実際に実験でもう分かってることだって言ってたよ。面白いよね。尻尾も面白いよね。その尻尾の細胞が死ぬようにプログラムされてるっていう。
Yeah, not just the tail. Human fetuses, human beings are born out of death, basically. All of our features are come around this way. Like there's all sorts of things that die and slough off the body as we're being born. There's the hands are like completely webbed. We have completely webbed hands, and the webbing actually dies and falls away in the womb. All of our features are sculpted out of this process of dying cells.
それがこう死なないで生まれてくると尻尾がある赤ちゃんとかたまにいるもんね。
Are there?
Yeah. Yeah, で手術で取らないといけないんだよ。座ったりするのに邪魔だから。
I guess I've heard that before.
なんか結構長い尻尾がついて生まれてくる赤ちゃんとか。
Where is the first tail? If you go back in human evolutionary history, when does the first tail appear? Because chimps don't have tails. Right?
Maybe they used to?
You have to go all the way back to, I don't know.
Little monkey.
Some kind of monkey.
Yeah. まあだって日本足だったら邪魔だもんね、尻尾。その常に尻尾の上に座る。
The anime characters seem fine though. Right?
そうだね。
It makes them faster.
What?
Because they run and the tail like they can like lean further forward when they run or something like that.
What anime are you watching?
I don't know. That's just that's just like a really general made up.
あと面白いなと思ったのはこの手首のこの腱がだから要はいらないわけじゃん。ない人もいるわけだから。だからあの整形手術とか再建手術するときにこれを取ってこう顔に入れたりとかに使うって言ってた。まあそういう意味では便利だよね。だから自分のやつだから拒否反応とかもないだろうし。
I'm always kind of skeptical about this vestigial thing because they were saying that about the appendix And then it turns out like the appendix does like some important shit.
なんかエンザイムのね。
I mean, I guess you can remove the appendix and you're fine, but then aren't you more susceptible to like having like gut flora problems and stuff?
I guess so.
Right?
そう。
So maybe this does do something.
でもそれも結構最近だよね。
Which?
その盲腸って役割があったんだったっていう、
yeah.
なんかもういらないいらない取っちゃえ取っちゃえみたいな感じだったけど、あ、そうでもなかったみたいな。
Maybe this muscle in the arm doesn't provide any advantage for us for what we're doing right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But maybe if there is a particular thing that I did,
right, right.
You know, whether it's like painting pottery or something, I don't know, some some obscure thing, maybe it does
maybe.
Have some function.
Maybe. だからこれ聞いてる人の中でもやってみたら多分、あ、私ないみたいな人いると思うよ。
Just differences between bodies is interesting.
Mm.
Just
like how everyone looks different?
Yeah, like shapes of skulls and
yeah.
Like skull shape is really interesting to me for some reason. Some people have like really deep eye sockets.
Oh yeah.
Or like a really strong Cro-Magnon forehead type thing. Or
わかる。
Like really skeletal cheekbones.
Mm.
It's not even just like a body weight thing. Like some people's they're more skeletal looking.
Right. Right. なんか本当人によってはなんだろう。あ、私たち同じ人間なんだみたいなさ。
Mm-hmm.
この人も人間、私も人間なんだみたいな感覚にされる時あるよね。私ドイツとか行ったらさ、ちっちゃすぎて自分がなんかみんなが大きいじゃん。女性とかも背も大きいし骨格も大きいから腕の太さとかも全然痩せてる人とも違ったりして、なんかあ、これでも同じ人間なのかって思っちゃう。私も彼女もみたいな。
What's the limit? What if there was another race?What if there was one more race? These guys are like purple or something. And they... Like, what's the limit?
What?
Before...
oh, like white and...
How far can you go and still call them human beings? Is there a biological limit? Do you know what I mean? Like, as an objective scientist. Not as like a hippie.
Well, you look at DNA, right?
I don't think so. I think it's sort of arbitrarily defined.Isn't it?
Well, I mean, race is not a scientific term, right? So,
I think it is sort of a scientific
term. Well, they say that race doesn't exist if you look at DNA or, you know, whatever.
Of course, race or like ethnicity exists. They can analyze your DNA and know you're Japanese. They can analyze your DNA and know.
Yeah, I mean, ethnicity exists, but they say that race is not really an academic thing.Like, they've been saying that for a while now. So, I don't know. I guess you could be purple.
Right. Could you have three eyes? Are you still in? You're still human with three eyes.
I don't know. I guess so. I mean...
Because this is the sort of expansion that was required for us to get to where we are today. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because, I mean, there are people who have third nipple, right?
Right.
So that kind of stuff,
but
fine.
My point here is this same definition, human, for some civilizations, for example, it meant you're white. For some societies, you weren't a full human unless you were male.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So this sort of arbitrarily defined thing...we've had to expand it over the years to include all human beings.
そうだね。
All these societies at some point thought that they were the ones and the others were, you know, savages.
Right.
Or whatever, barbarians.
Yeah. Yeah, Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like Papua New Guinea とかね、の部族みたいな人とかはさ、
mm-hmm.
男女separate でずっと育てられて、その射精 ejaculation できるっていうのはこう 勝ち得るものっていう考え方だから、それを得られない女性っていうのは劣ってるみたいな、
うん、
生まれつき劣ってる、なぜなら射精することができないからっていう、なんか、
okay.
なんていうの、 それもさ、同じ人間としては見てないじゃん、
yeah.
なんか優劣みたいな。
Cannibals are human. We still include them. They're our friends.
Yeah.
They want to eat your head off, but
I don't know if I personally consider them as friends, but yeah, they're humans.
They have human rights, right? If you're a cannibal, you still have human rights.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just like all the fighters who kill each other have human rights, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. On March 22nd, 2016, three separate but coordinated bombings in Belgium resulted in 271 injuries and 34 deaths, not including the three suicide bombers. Two of the bombings were at Brussels Airport in Zaventem, and one was at Maelbeek. Do you know how to say that? Maelbeek. Mm-hmm. Metro station in Brussels. The Islamic State and the Levant has since claimed responsibility for the attacks and made threats of further violence against the UK. On Wednesday, a Japanese man was detained by Turkish authorities near the Syrian border after attempting to join the Islamic State. Supposedly, he made contact with the extremist group through social media and is set to be deported following an interrogation.
おととい22日にベルギーで起きた自爆テロにより271人が負傷、34人が亡くなりました。ブリュッセル空港で2度の爆破が起きたほか、市内のマルベーク駅でも爆破がありました。 ISIS が犯行声明を出し、イギリスへの犯行予告も発表しています。昨日水曜日には ISIS に参加しようとした日本人男性がシリアの国境付近でトルコ治安当局に取り押さえられており、尋問の後強制送還される予定です。彼はソーシャルメディアを通じて過激派と連絡を取っていたとみられています。どうしたこの人、24歳って書いてあったけど、
うん、
何を血迷っちゃったかな。
Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, I mean, we don't really know. But I guess it's a lot of people were really surprised on at least on the internet.
Like people here or
people around the world seemed very surprised that
a Japanese person would try.
They were Japanese, yeah.
Right. まあね。
Because there's this idea, you know, Japan is fairly secular.
Right.
People here are not, you know. Super, pious.
これまでその外国の当局に日本人が ISIS に入ろうとして取り押さえられるっていうのはなかったもんね。初めてだよね、多分ね。いや、ベルギーもそれ、人口あたり、そのシリアに戦闘員を送ってる人数っていうのは欧州の中でも結構飛び抜けて多いんだよね、
うん、
300人から400人って書いてあった。でさらにベルギーから ISIS に参加してる人数も130人以上だから結構多い。 So
yeah.
昨日かなテレビでその自分の息子とか娘が ISIS に入っちゃったっていうベルギーの人たち、まあ、親の人たちのインタビューしてたけど、
うん、
I mean is it getting any better at all?
Is it getting better? It's certainly becoming more international and more diffuse, decentralized.
Yeah.
It's sort of like an ideological virus or something of that nature.
Right.
ま
あこれだけじゃないもんね。そのこの間もトルコとかまたアイヴォリーコースト、アフリカの、mm-hmm. とかもすごいニュースになってるし、まあ普通にアフガニスタン、パキスタン、ナイジェリアとか、
mm-hmm.
もうしょっちゅうテレが起きてるっていう。
Mm-hmm.
It's really tiring to try to keep track of what ISIS is doing.
It's tiring.
It's tiring and depressing, especially since it seems like it's not getting any better.
Well, the approach to dealing with ISIS just doesn't seem well measured.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to look at ISIS as, I don't know if intellectual virus is the right way to describe it, but you have to look at what's actually happening, where people are being convinced of an idea, of a worldview, being convinced that something is reality, and they believe it. I don't think that, I mean, people like to say, we were attacked by cowards, we were attacked by, you know, idiots, we were attacked, but the real adjective that you need, the accurate one, is deluded.
Right.
An unclear way of looking at the world and understanding what's around you is really at the core of the problem here.
Yeah.
Not these other things. Not evil, not hatred, not that, none of those things are at the root of this.
だからそのお互いがお互いのことをデルーデと思ってるシチュエーション、
mm-hmm.
その日本と韓国とかもそうだけど、そのお互いが同じぐらいお互いのことをデルーデと思ってる状態、
mm-hmm.
っていうのが一番難しいよね。
There is some delusion on both sides, and in many ways, I think one entity kind of creates its opposite in this world. It's just how it works.
Yeah.
We know how the United States and their activities have contributed to this problem,
right?
And instigated this problem and destabilized the region. And we've been over that crap a million times. But at this point, it's kind of like, it isn't a question of how big is our military, you know?
Right, right.
It's not a question of, no, it's a question of tact. It's a question of, do we actually understand the problem? And to think that, oh, we just need to up the firepower, or we need to be more aggressive, or we need to do this or that, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
I don't understand how it isn't obvious to everyone at this point. Especially when you have people in Europe joining. I mean, there's just,
yeah.
what is the military going to do exactly with the aircraft carrier or the drone or what? There's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like at least on Japanese TV, at least the ones that I was watching, they would mention, you know, poverty and imi mondai and stuff like that. You know, that doesn't help this issue at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the fact that, you know, oh, these guys are evil, like blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So, あとまあ今回はあれだよね、その当局が空港が狙われてることを分かってたっていう、分かってたし、その自爆した人か逃げてる人が誰か忘れちゃったけどが、あのトルコから強制送還された時にもうこの人はテロの関係者ですよって言われてたのに、そのまま野放しにしちゃってたとか、あとその車で乗りつけたあの人がいたじゃん、その後に逃げた車の持ち主もマークされてたし、車もマークしてたのに普通に空港に行けちゃってたみたいな、
right.
だからその事前に分かってた情報をあんまりうまく使えてない、
mm-hmm.
でそのままこれを起こさせてしまうっていう。
But that's something that's going to be consistent well into the future, no matter what. I mean, people can make all the criticisms they want about, you know, these sort of, you know, hindsight is 2020 situations.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds like a shame when, you know, この国同士の連携がうまくいってないっていうかさ、
yeah.
その情報をそのまま捨てちゃってるようなものみたいになっちゃってるっていう。So, 日本人の人も二人いたんだよね。一人が軽症で、もう一人重症で。
Mm.
軽症の人はあのテレビにも出てインタビューに答えてたけど、あのもう鼓膜が両方破れちゃった。その爆破音で。
Mm.
っていう話はしてたけど、 Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, my husband just came back from Europe the other day from business trip, and you know, I guess this time he didn't go to Brussels, but he does go sometimes. Yeah. And
one of my friends was like right there, apparently.
Yeah, my former like colleague was there too. So, oh, あとさ、その今回助かった人のうちの一人アメリカ人の男の子が。Mm-hmm.ボストンのテロの時にもその場にいて、パリのテロの時にもその場にいて、今回も駅かなにいて助かったんだって。すごくない? And he's a Mormon missionary.
Huh.
That's why he's traveling so often.
Well, I don't know if he's blessed or lucky or unlucky or what's going on with that.
Yeah, I don't know either. でもすごいよね。3カ所全部にいたんだって。
Chill on the sofa for a minute.
Yeah. すごい、本当ラッキーなのかアンラッキーなのか分かんないね。でも。Yeah, this is obviously depressing.
Well, what do you think we should do? How do you think we should think about this?
I don't know. That's a difficult question that everyone is asking, right?
But there's a right answer, right? There's a best way to approach this, I think. It's obvious which ways in which it should not be approached.
Right.
One thing that's interesting to note is Belgium's involvement in the conflict itself.
So, それは本当にそう。
They are very much involved in the conflict and the fight against ISIS.
Yeah.
And, they also arrested the Paris massacre suspect Salah Abdeslam last week.
Yeah.
So they were targeted, you know.
Yeah, and this guy was roommate with the guy who killed himself this time, yeah. Like one of the brothers.
Or at least they were
friends or something. So. Yeah. まあだからその、そもそもシリアに送ってる人数がすごく多くて、まあ、そこからして、まあ、敵とみなされてる上にやっぱり自分の国がそこに参加してるってなるとISISに勧誘される人もたくさん出てきちゃう。そのあなんかこう罪悪感というかさ、自分の国が正義ってわけじゃないんじゃないかみたいな思いから勧誘されちゃう人もいるわけだからね。まあ、あとだから本当それこそあの貧富の差、移民とそうじゃない人とか、ベルギーとか特にこう地域によってすごい貧富の差が分かれちゃってるじゃん、言語によっても、だから、
well,
that doesn't help either. But I'm curious about this Japanese guy though, like how he got attracted to.
There's an idea, and I've referred to it before. I think it's been called various things. But I think you can call it the archaic revival. Is this idea that in an increasingly sort of mechanized, westernized, secular world filled with capitalism and consumerism and classism and various other things going on, there's going to be a reversion to the most fundamentalist,
right,
or the most concrete, the most the fullest and most sort of powerful ideas, right? And that doesn't have anything to do with their validity. But if you look at something like Catholicism or just Christianity in general, it doesn't have that level of fundamentalism built into it. That level is found in extremism. That's what it is tautologically.
Right.
Extreme ideology, extreme fundamentalist ideology.
Yeah.
So it's been speculated that people would revert to extreme fundamentalist ideology just as a a reflex, as a response to the world that we're accelerating into today.
Right.
And so that's going to be a factor whether you're living in Japan or whether you're in that region, or you know, you can be, you know, some white girls in the Netherlands or something, right?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter. Even the poor neighborhood thing, I mean, it just means that you have less to lose, or you're more open-minded to letting some ideology like this get into your mind.
Right.
Obviously, there's people that have been indoctrinated into this from a very young age as well.
Mm.
So people, you know, they're very small. They're told things by their older brother and their parents, and they're sent off to terrorist school. And then they are sent off to fight for Allah and destroy America. And then they get killed by, a hellfire missile fired from some American drone.
Yeah.
And that's actually what's happening here.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. So I think it's not evil. There's an idea.
Yeah.
It is contagious. I think it's somewhat similar to... it makes me skeptical of the distinction between schizophrenia and certain ideologies, you know?
Yeah.
Because if one person has this idea by themselves, they're crazy, they're schizophrenic. But if a bunch of people share the same worldview, the same delusional ideology, all of a sudden it's a religion. Whether they're extremists or not or whatever.
Right.
You know, but there's cults of people doing all kinds of crazy things.
Yeah.
In Japan, there's tons of, like, Shinshukyo, right? And so, you know, you can be a Scientologist. You can get really into, I don't know, cat breeding or whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's just a bunch of these things.
Yeah. I mean, I know that it's impossible, but I just wish that there was a way where everyone would just, like, stop and realize that everyone is losing. Like, no one is winning.
Well, there's... it's all filled with... The world is filled with symmetry breaks, where either this happens or this other thing happens.
Yeah.
It almost has to do with the postpartum depression thing. 'Cause once you have a child, you've had a child.
Yeah.
And so there's a certain remorse over the limitation of your future. Because before, you could have a child or not have a child. Once you have a child, you've had the child, and now there's that symmetry break, right?
Right.
The same way the whole planet is sort of undergoing the same thing. Either we will develop AI and colonize Mars and do all these other things, or the world will just burn and we'll fuck everything up.
Right.
You know, and you know, that can be with climate change or terrorism, or it's just about our minds somehow.
Yeah, I mean, I hope we're going to learn some more stuff about this Japanese guy after he gets them back here.
どうなってんだろうね。
ね、全然まだ情報が出てきてないからね。ただその彼が ISIS に入ろうとしたっていうことと。シリアの人たちと一緒にいたっていう。
写真見た？
Yeah. Just him on the ground, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has like... he looks so typical Japanese, like, tourist. He's got like khakis.
Yeah.
And some like new balance and like...
Yeah.
Like members only jacket. And
it's like...
he's looking...
Yeah,
like, he could be anybody.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard to get my head around this. Like, why? You know, like, why would you do that? Like, what were you thinking? Like, what's going on in your head? Like, what could...
B.O.B. is a flat earther.
Yeah.
Flat...
Yeah, that's
earther.
Another thing. That's,
B.O.B. Yeah. is a flat earther. Tila Tequila is a flat earther. And I'm going out on a limb here, but I think Flat Earther is more delusional than ISIS. It's not as damaging, it's not as extreme, but it's like the level of, it's like the limit case for credulity.
Right. But I mean, okay, like ideologies, you know, like what's good and bad, yeah, it's different from, you know, like who, I mean, depending on who you are, it's different. I get that. But if you look at just the fact that like ISIS has like sex slaves and stuff, like how they treat women, just that, like if you can just forget about like them killing people and everything, just how they treat women and you want to join them, that automatically makes you an asshole. You know, like you agree with that and you want to be part of that.
But you're only an asshole according to mommy's set of values.
Right. But when, I mean, like,
when you believe something, when you believe something and you internalize an ideology, the world looks different.
Right.
Completely. And so we have to understand that human beings don't live in the world.
Right.
Human beings live in human minds.
Right.
And that's what's going on here. Like, you can call them an asshole, but we're not communicating if we don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, I don't think that we can even, like, that's why it's hard, right? When you think that this guy is deluded and this guy thinks you're deluded, you know, it's really hard to communicate. It's really hard to talk to each other. Because whatever you say, he'll use it against you.
Yeah, that's why like relativism is so dangerous. Yeah. A lot of the, you know, sort of super lefty ideas that depend on relativism are very dangerous, I think.
Yeah.
And it's important to be able to call out ideologies for the harm that they cause on others, and our base standards for human rights and what life is about should be something that we can decide on separate from beliefs that are handed down from some stupid old book or whatever.
Yeah.
A project called Flash Drives for Freedom, organized with the nonprofit North Korea Strategy Center, intends to undermine the North Korean propaganda machine by smuggling in 20,000 donated USB sticks loaded with Hollywood films and TV shows. The organizers of the project are deliberately excluding any media critical of North Korea for fear that it would only reinforce the North Korean narrative that the outside world aims to destroy them. North Koreans, despite their isolation, have been finding novel ways of obtaining information from the outside.
Flash Drives for Freedom, 自由のためのフラッシュドライブというプロジェクトで、ハリウッドの映画やドラマが保存された2万個の USB スティックを北朝鮮に密輸する計画が進んでいます。プロジェクトを進めるチームは、北朝鮮の政府を直接非難する内容はあえて避けており、これは西洋社会が北朝鮮を破壊しようとしているという北朝鮮政府のプロパガンダに利用されないためです。政府の厳格な情報統制の中でも、国民の人々が外部から情報を得る機会は増えてきています。So who's doing this? Like, who are these people?
Well, it's being organized with this non-profit group.
Okay.
I think this it's this North Korea Strategy Center. I think they have an office, maybe not an office. What do you call it? A building, a place in the United States and in South Korea. And so they've been involved in trying to get information into North Korea.
この間まさにね。北朝鮮に置いてくるとしたら何を置いてくるかっていう話を先週かなしてたけど、そうね、だから映画とかドラマ、あの前にさ話したけど、あの韓国から北朝鮮に誘拐された有名な女優と映画監督が北朝鮮で映画を作らさ、無理やり映画を作らされたっていう話の時も、その これまでだから。
That's so weird.
そう、だからこれまでプロパガンダのみの映画しか作ってなかったのを、まあ、将軍の、何?思いつきというか好みの問題でもっと面白いハリウッドにも対抗できる映画を作りたいみたいなことで、まあ、プラハにロケに行った時に隙を見て逃げたっていう話だったけど、うん、だからそういう恋愛ものみたいなのがそれまでは全くなかったから、
うん、
なんか作りたいみたいなことだったらしいよ。
It's weird. There's, so, there's like some parallels between North Korea and the situation in the Middle East with ISIS, I feel like.You know.
まあ、プロパガンダとかね、まあ、あとこの後そのだからアメリカ人捕まっちゃった人とかね、I saw the picture of that boy、the American guy who got arrested、in North Korea like he's、right. crying and、it was like oh it sucks
well I don't know I keep trying to feel bad for himBut you can't be stealing the poster in North Korea.
Yeah. 何の映画とドラマ入れてんだろうね。なんかこう特別に自由を感じられるものとかってこと?
Yeah, I don't know about their content choice. It's like, let's not put anything out there that's critical of North Korea or contradicts North Korea. Let's just give you guys some of our Hollywood stuff and our TV shows and, you know, it's like...Isn't that the stuff that North Korea is telling the people is just mindless consumerist like garbage? And then isn't that going to...
Or, I mean, just the fact that... I mean, maybe the situation there is so bad that when they see normal people having... Like, normal people in the Western world having, like, normal life, like taking a cab, like eating at nice restaurants
and stuff. They won't believe
like,
it, though.Why should they? I mean, it's not real. It is bullshit. Like Hollywood movies and all that isn't American life.
So it
is almost like we're sending our propaganda over there. I bet they didn't even cut the advertisements out. Like,
oh, God.
They pop in the USB
Coca-Cola.
Stick. Yeah, and they're trying to sell like Downy or some shit.
And there are actually tons of product placements
there are.
In Hollywood content. Yeah. So...They're like selling cars.
All these North Koreans just want to buy all of our, all kinds of American shit they don't need. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah. Like,
there's something kind of gross about the content selection or I don't know, just...
もうちょっとだから、なんかこうも、なんだろうね、ドキュメンタリーじゃないけどさ、こう普通の人の生活に密着するみたいな。
I would send...
なんかこう夢を追いかける少年少女のドキュメンタリーみたいなのとかさこう
Or just...
こんな自由があるよみたいなのじゃダメなのかな
Fuck that like Hollywood like if they send Sex in the City or some shit over there
タイタニックとかね
It's just not real I would send
何を送ってんだろうね
Like nature documentaries or something、
like,
you could be outside in、
yeah.
like, you could see the world show them Antarctica show themYou know, the mountains in like、
yeah.
Canada or something like that. Yellowstone, whatever,
volcanoes. だからドキュメンタリーの方がいい気はするね、確かに。
Just make them want to travel. It doesn't have to be American. They don't have to love Hollywood. They just、yeah. have to want to get out of North Korea.
だからどういうものが入ってんだろうね。だってさ、Walking Dead とか見たってしょうがないじゃん。right? So,、だからきっとそういうさ、なんていうのゾンビと戦うとかじゃないやつを入れてるとしたらさ、でも逆にセックスのシリーとかもやめてほしいよね。
None of it's good. What are we gonna like? I'm just worried. Like, what could they possibly be sending that's good?
Nah.
Because Hollywood, if you really think about it,
or like reality shows in the States,
we like all that shit from Hollywood because of some weird conditioning that's been going on our whole lives. If you just objectively watch.People shopping and you know having Starbucks or whatever, you're just gonna be like, fuck these people. North、yeah. Korea all the way.
内容によるねだから確かに
Yeah. I hope it works. So、
yeah.
previously people have、smuggled media players into North Korea.、They've sent balloons from South Korea.
Right,
They put
right.
like information pamphlets in these balloons and floated them over to North Korea. They've had an event in Silicon Valley where people, all these hackers got together and were hacking North Korea to try to, usually you hack to steal information, but they were hacking to put information in.
Okay.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
They basically don't have internet there. Or they do, but it's like a really limited local...
Right, right.
North Korean internet. It's called Kwangmyong.
Okay. What does that mean?
Internet. I don't know what it means.
Oh, okay.
But Kwangmyong is what it's... It's just the name for it, I think. But the elite... Some few elite people in the North Korean government do have access to the full internet. What's going on in their heads? I mean, they know how full of shit they are. They see...
But it's the same in every country, like, though. It's the same in Japan. It's the same in the States, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, like... When they're pushing some policies that are not good for people, they would still push it, right? Knowing that it's bullshit because they're trying to protect their dikeng. So,
yeah,
you know, it's the same everywhere.
Well, I don't know about the same, but because here the fact that you're even saying that and that people can understand what you mean means it's just completely different.
Yeah, yeah, for right. sure, yeah. I mean, because we're not under
exactly.
the Sakoku state.
I mean, they tried to do the same thing, but
limit があるね.
Yeah, here, because we have access to information,
yeah.
There's a much higher level of calling the government out on their BS. Yeah.
まあまあネットがあるからバレちゃうもん。なんかさ、どこまで... 実際にそうだったのか分かんないけど昨日か一昨日ウィキリークスがさヒラリーのメールを流したじゃん Did you see that? Like where she's talking about Syria like もう完全にそのイスラエルのためにシリアに介入するっていうことを思いっきり言ってるみたいな
right.
メールが流出してでそのことをFacebookに 載せようとするとなんかエラーみたいになって載せられないみたいな で Facebook この情報センサーするのやめろみたいな感じですごい WikiLeaks が freak out してめっちゃニュースになってた
The political situation in the US has gotten so weird
Brazil も今すごいことになってんだよね
Have you seen I saw pictures of the protests in Brazil
すごいよねブラジル
It is out of control.
Nah.
Those people are so sick of the so sick of the government there.
Yeah. 人数が半端じゃないもんね、その
But I feel like that happens with like fairly minor issues in Brazil, you know? Like compared to the tolerance level in Japan, for example.
Oh yeah.
Like people in Brazil are just ready to go out on the streets.
Yeah, I'm kind of jealous about that. Like, 日本のトレンスレベル高すぎるじゃん。
Yeah.
どこまでプッシュしてもいいのかなみたいな。 So, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Do you know what Songbun is?
No.
So, Songbun is a loyalty ranking that they have in North Korea. So, every single person has a loyalty ranking. How
wow.
loyal are you to the government?
Wow.
Yeah. So, depending on your behavior, that can go up and down. Obviously, if you dive in front of a bullet to save Kim Jong-un or something,
right.
your loyalty ranking will go up.
Do you get something?
I think you're allowed to work less shitty jobs. You can't just have do whatever you want out there. So
yeah. Yeah, I mean, North Korea is just way too mysterious.
The loyalty ranking is out of control.
Yeah. Hunger Games とか、あの辺の、なんだっけ、 Divergence とか、ああいうティーン向けのノーボーみたい。
I haven't seen that movie, so...
It's all the same.
What basically, do you mean like, it's all the same?
I mean, the plot is basically all the same.
As North Korea?
No. To each other.
Oh, I haven't seen any of them.
It's always, there's like a tyranny, and then, you know, people try to rebel, but then they've been suppressed,
right, okay.
And, you know, and you have to like overthrow the government, and somehow these teenagers always do that, and they win in the end.
Yeah, see, if you're in ISIS, you're on the rebel hero team.
Yeah.
In your mind.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In North Korea, they have a... It's called a personality cult.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Basically, nearly 100% of the art and sculptures and everything else in North Korea, TV shows, is about Kim Jong-un.
Oh. A personality cult. So you mean
that? The entire country loves this guy.
So, 個人 を崇拝する
Everything is about him.
すごいよね。
A lot of people actually believe that he created the earth.
Right.
Not even close. That's such an exaggeration of his accomplishments.
But it's like a fairy tale, right? Like you live in this fairy tale.
Yeah.
But I want to know like how much of the people like believe in these kind of things. Like
a lot of them do. You can tell by the loyalty ranking.
あのさ、loyalty ranking って本当ジャイアンだよね。その、あ、お前何位ねみたいなさ。
Yeah.
なんかどんないじめっ子っていうかなんかどういうデューシュバグだよって感じ。このシステム自体が友達にはなれないよね。その自分の周りの人にロイヤリティランクつけてるって最悪じゃない、yeah. めっちゃ性格悪いじゃん。
That's how it's working though.
あ、お前のロイヤリティランク今一個下がったからねみたいな。
But this just shows, it's like a huge experiment. It shows that this works, that it's possible, that it works in 2016.
Yeah.
On modern humans,
ね.
You can have a personality cult. And his face is everywhere in paintings. And I mean, he's just a super, super star over there.
Yeah. But like,
he's the shit.
Let's say you have a country that you're running, right? And you can basically do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have your face everywhere? Like, do you even want that?
Well, he was raised by Kim Jong-il, who used to be the shit, and the personality
yeah.
cult used to be around him. So they actually, when he's getting old, they bring the kid in, and they sort of transfer the cult over
yeah.
to the next person. One
yeah.
thing that's interesting about North Korea, if you look in all these pictures...
So that's
and
probably
their,
normal to him, yo.
Yeah, he loves it, I'm sure.
Or maybe he doesn't even love it or hate it. Like, maybe that's too normal for him that he doesn't even think about it.
This is what the people want.
そうだね。
Don't,
in his
don't
mind.
Get it twisted.
そうかそうか。In his
they
mind.
Want him.
そうだ。
To,
そうだね。
They're creating a lot of this,
そうか。
This cultness at this point.
そうだ。Everyone loves him.
Yeah.
そうかそうか。
But, what is it called?
It's there's so surreal.
There's a certain artistic... motif to the socialist like Soviet era like artwork and design and architecture the communist aesthetic. You can actually see it in Russia and in North Korea, the oppressive mind controlling aesthetic of the city, of the posters, of the art, of the way that everything looks is part of the mind control.
Yeah.
Which is, so when you look at pictures of North Korea, like I feel like you can kind of, you get that vibe from it.
Yeah.
It looks Orwellian. It looks like 1984 shit.
Right.
You know?
まあでもなんか日本ではすごい忘れ去られがちだけど、いかに自由っていうのが大事かっていう話だよね。その、例えば、安倍さんを批判したりとか政府を批判するとすごい怒る人たちがいるじゃん。何言ってんだみたいな。ただその批判できるっていうこと自体がいかに大事なことかっていう。その自民党批判しようが民主党批判しようが別にそれでね逮捕されたりとか殺されたりとかしないっていうのがいかに世界の中で 当たり前じゃないかっていう。
Yeah, that's.
それ言えなくなったら逆に終わりだから。
Yeah, well, that's. Yeah, that's so important because、うん、once that mind control is really filled in, it's sealed,、うん、like North Korea is, it's very difficult for someone to, you know, make cracks in、yeah. the wall and kind of look outside and、yeah. say, oh, we're living in this total crazy, delusional fantasy, like,
yeah,
like the most ridiculous dystopian world.
In 2016.
Yeah.Do you know this, there's a scene in The Wizard of Oz where this little dog, what's her name?
Dorothy?
Dorothy and the robot guy, whatever, they go into this building, this room.
Yeah.
And there's all this crazy stuff going on, and it's like,What is this voice? Where is this voice coming from? And all this, you know, it's this crazy, it's like God is there.
Yeah.
And then this little dog runs over and pulls the curtain open.
Yeah.
And shows the levers guy.
Yeah.
And the voices don't pay attention to the guy pulling the levers. That, the levers guy is the North Korean government, you know.
Yeah.
And these projects are an effort to like pull open that little curtain.
Yeah.
And show everyone, like, no, this was all, like, this crazy illusion.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I just... it's just... I just can't even imagine that it's real. You know?
They can't imagine that this is real.
Yeah, I mean, this family, like...
But it's not that he's super fucked up, because the thing about, you know, Kim Jong-un is that he is part of the exact same thing. He's just as indoctrinated as anyone else, really.
Yeah, and the scary thing is that maybe he's not an asshole. Like, maybe he is a normal guy. Like, when I think about North Korea, I'll be like,How can he sleep at night? You know, people are starving on his land and he's like partying with Dennis Rodman. Like, how can he live with that? Mm-hmm. But if he really believes that he's doing everything he can for his people, maybe he truly believes that, then that's scary, right?
Of course he believes that.
Like, he believes that everybody loves him, like, truly. The idea is really scary.
Well, the idea is what persists.
Yeah.
Because people can live and they can die, but the ideas are the only thing that really persists on this planet. So sometimes I wonder, like, who really lives on this planet? Humans or ideas? Because you can whatever you're born into, you're sort of, you know, the ideas are already there and you just inherit all of it, really.
Yeah. Right? We all live in our heads.In different realities. We'll never meet each other.
You seem bummed out about this. According to new research documenting the linguistic practices of tribes in the northwestern Amazon, speakers of the Nangatu language communicate the time of day by pointing at where the sun would be in the sky at that time. For example, if you wanted to say 10 a.m., you would point to where the sun would be at 10 a.m. The Nangatu have no numerical or written method for communicating time. For spoken languages, it has generally been assumed that all of the words can be communicated in an audible form and that gesturing is purely supplemental, but here this is not the case. Since historically language has only been studied based on spoken and written communication, it is possible that much has been missed in the form of visual or gestural communication,Perhaps in combination with audible communication.
アマゾン北西部で暮らす部族を対象に行われた言語学の調査で、ネンガトゥという言語を話す人々が時間を表す際に太陽の位置を指し示していることが分かりました。例えば朝10時と言いたいときは10時に太陽がある場所を指さします。 その代わりネガトゥには時間を表すための数字や文字は存在しません。これまで全ての言葉は音声で伝えられるものであり、ジェスチャーは単にそれを補うものと考えられてきましたが、この言語に関してはそれが当てはまりません。歴史的に言語は会話と文字を基本として研究されてきたため、ジェスチャーなど視覚的なコミュニケーションが見逃されてきた可能性があります。面白いね。だからみんな何時に太陽がどこにあるっていうのを把握してるわけだもんね、当然。
Mm-hmm. Well, you both have to have that understanding of where the sun would be serves as a dictionary. That's the dictionary. So if you both have the same understanding, then when you point, the meaning matches up, right?
Right. なんかジェスチャーで言うとさ、昨日なんか今週ま、あの目が見えない人のジェスチャーについてのやつ読んだ？なんかトルコとトルコ語を話す人と英語を話す人で実験したら、その目が見える人も見えない人も言語によってジェスチャーが違うっていう。だからその、うん、他の人のジェスチャーを目で見て学んでるんじゃなくて、言語についてきてるジェスチャーが、
うん、
だから日本語はトルコ語の方に近いらしいんだけど、でロシア語とかは英語に近いみたいな、なんかそういうパターンがあるらしくて、例えば英語だとその走りながら家に入る、家に駆け込むっていうのをジェスチャーで説明してねっていうと、目が見える人も見えない人も変わりなく、まあ、一定のジェスチャーをする、
うん、
でそれはその 走るっていうその動詞一つにをジェスチャーにしてるんだって。でもトルコ語とか日本語とかになると、走って家に入るっていう二つの動作をする傾向にあるみたいな、
うん、
なんかこれはその視覚的に学んでるんじゃないんだっていうのが分かりましたみたいな。面白いよね。
That makes me wonder about proprioception. Do you know what proprioception is? I don't know the word in Japanese. I barely know the word in English. But proprioception is one of the senses that we have, where it's your sense of knowing where your limbs are.
Huh.
And it's really weird. We don't think of it as a sense, but it actually is a sense. We have a lot of senses. It's not just like sight, you know, hearing, taste, you know, feeling.
そっかそっか。自分の足がどの辺にあるとかっていうことを感じる感覚ってこと。
Yeah. It's a like three-dimensional awareness that we have. So you like know where your hands are, where your feet are, when your arms are crossed.And it actually evolved a certain way. There's a weird thing you can do. If you turn your tongue upside down and touch like the right side of it, your brain doesn't understand.
Huh.
Try it.
まずその I can't turn my tongue upside down.
You can. Anyone
How?
Can.
Show me. え、見えないマイクで。え、すごい。え、それができないんだけど、まず。
Well, you have to cheat and like use your mouth to do it. But if you turn your tongue upside down and then feel like the right side of it, it's completely confusing. It doesn't make sense. But it's
やりたい。
Your proprioception just gets your. We never develop to feel anything when your tongue is upside down.
Right. まあそうだよね。
That matters.
面白いね。
That has to do with like phantom limbs and all this
right,
other stuff
right.
too.
そっかそっか。
But where was I going with this? The proprioception. Oh, the gestures.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that sense is the bridge, right? So if without sight, you can't see where your hands are. It's totally a proprioceptive sense that you're using to communicate.
Right. So.
And this reminds me of how deaf people, when they read, see sign language in their head.
Right. Yeah.
Like that ability shows that gesturing is a very powerful thinking and communication tool. Right? Because you can think in gestures. your thoughts are composed out of hand positions in sequence, which is so incomprehensible to me, but that's what's happening, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can't even...
Because why should it be sound? It doesn't have to be sound.
Yeah.
It's meaning.
Yeah.
It's like when you read faster than your brain can say those words in your head, then you get just the meaning.
Yeah. なんかさ、その目が見えないとか耳が聞こえないとか、日本だと多分不謹慎って言われちゃうのかわかんないけど、そういう人あるあるみたいなさ、そういう人にありがちなジョークみたいなのってあんまり聞かないじゃん。この間 This American Life で目が見えないお父さんが、なんかその目が見えないお父さんあるあるみたいなジョークずっと話してて、めっちゃ面白くて、なんか子供を幼稚園かなんかに迎えに行って、で声、自分の子供の声がする方に Hey baby I missed you って言ってこう腕を広げて待ってたんだって。そしたら子供が来たからそのままハグしたら、自分の子供が泣いている声が遠くから聞こえてきて、全然違う子だったみたいな。で、あ、ごめんごめんみたいな。ただその自分の子供に自分が目が見えないっていうことを分かってもらうまでに時間がかかる、あの子供だから。でずっと説明はしてるんだけど、なんとなく伝わってない。だからカバンどこ?とか言っても Here とか There とか言って言われちゃうから、
yeah.
だから分かんないんだよみたいな感じに言ってたら、ある時子供が多分話せるぐらいだから 2,3 歳とかになって、なんかセサミストリート見てたら、Daddy what's this? って言われたんだって。で、Well I don't know みたいな感じで言ったら、Oh Daddy can't see みたいな、なんか急にその理解した時があって、でそこから分かってくれたんだけど、なんかカナダに住んでて子供を抱っこして、なんかさ帰ろうみたいにしたら、子供が泣きながらベアベアって言うんだって。でクマが出たと思って、でも見えないからさ、どっちに逃げたらいいか分かんないじゃん。でどうしようと思って、こうこっちに走ると、娘がこう号泣しながらベアベアって言うから、逆向きに走って、えどうしようどうしようってしてたら、結局あのクマのぬいぐるみを落としただけだったみたいな。
なんだ。
でもすごい彼にとってはさ、そのように緊迫した状態かと思っちゃうじゃん。
いや。
とかね、なんか面白かった、すごく。なんかそれがどういう感じなのかっていうさ。
How does he pick up the bear?
Like I think eventually like the daughter said something about the fluffy bear. And he realized that it was just about a stuffed animal, so they were okay.
Some people grow up not knowing that their mother or father is deaf.
Oh. How? Oh, with sign language and stuff? Like they
No,
just...
they, like, I don't know, I was like watching something where this guy found out that his mom was deaf when he was like 18 or something.
What?
Yeah, but the like How? Deaf people can be really capable and
oh, so she was reading can talk the kids' sometimes. Lips and stuff the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So 最近なんかそのさ、まあ、tongue click のテクノロジーっていうかスキルとかもあって、その目が見えないとか耳が聞こえないっていうのはそこまで、ある意味 unfortunate なことではないというか、普通に暮らせますよっていう話が結構多く聞くけど、あの海外だとね。
We're definitely getting good at helping those people adapt to being in a society with everyone else, and you know, not being so limited in what they can do.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, the tongue clicking guy was saying exactly that, like just how like people expect them to be able to do less. Or helping them way too much,
yeah.
You know, doesn't help them either. Like from a young age, you know.
Yeah.
So then, like as they grow up, they can't do anything because everyone was always helping him or her.
It's sort of true with everything, though. If you think about it.
Even with like 普通に聞こえるとか見える子でもね。If the parent is like doing everything for them, then the kid can't do anything. So, I think this kind of understanding really helps. そうでも面白いよね。 そうだ、この language にジェスチャーがついてくるのも面白いし、このだから数字がないっていうのも面白いね、言語に。
Yeah, well, I think they're...
Wait, so this is... They don't have a numerical method for communicating time. So they do have numbers. They just don't think that time is number. ってこと? They haven't named...
We just
put
use...
Put number on time. ってことだよね?
Yeah, well...
Like, it's just a concept.Of like where the
what,
sun is instead
what
of...
What are the practical applications of time for them?
Right.
You know, it's totally different.
Right.
These tribes are like groups of, you know, dozens, maybe up to 100 people or something. And they are communicating with each other all the time. And they're never in a situation where it's like,I couldn't just point at where the sun should be at that time.
Or like, if you don't have to be too specific, like, oh, let's meet in like 15 minutes or let's meet at like 12:25.
They're not working with time zones
right.
either.
Yeah, true.
Daylight savings or...
Oh, yeah.
We do so much shit with our time and our calendars and our... We all wear watches and it's like...We're so aware of what even a second is.
Yeah.
And it's all, you know, really chopped up into these segments of duration. Like, we're so obsessed with time and scheduling and, you know, setting things up. And, oh, I get on the train and it's going to get there at this time.
まあ、日本特にすごいよね。電車も1分も遅れないで来たりとか、2分ごとに山手線とかさ、2、3分おきに来たりとか、あと、久し、だからその、うちら学生の時の友達とかなんてさ、5分遅れてくるとかってもう遅れじゃないじゃん、全然。10分ぐらいまで遅れじゃないじゃん。だからもう別にメールしなくてもいいぐらいの。でも久しぶりに日本人の友達と遊ぶってなったら、1分ぐらいの遅刻でもうメールしてくるので、なんか、ごめん、1分遅れます、みたいな。そうするとなんか1分みたいな1分って遅れなんだっけみたいな
But it's really like 10分 right?
No and they're 本当に late for like a minute Like literally でも言わなきゃって思ってくれる、まあ、ある意味気遣いだけど逆に言うとこっちがじゃあ1分遅れる時も言わないといけないのかなみたいなさ
Think about how fine a measurement that 1 minute really is in terms of the location of the sunSo, like, even if we knew how to communicate it the way they did, there's no way that we could point and have that level of, like, resolution.
無理無理
It's not there, right?
全然わかんないもん。私だってその東西南北もわかんないのにさ。
Yeah.
無理だよね。
Do you know where the sun is right now?
No.
You'd have to, like, look around and look at shadows
like,
and stuff,
huh? It's probably, like, there.
But if you know exactly where the sun is at different times...And you can point to it, that means that you understand which way is north.
うん。そうそうそう。
Like you know where you are.
うん。
So there's a certain geographical awareness that these people have that we don't have. In this super structured, obvious city with like 目印 everywhere, we still don't know where we are like 99% of the time.
No, no.
Or which way we're facing.
No.すごいよね。なんかその動画みたいのを見たい。その実際になんかその部族内で会話してるところ。
Yeah, some researchers think that there's an opportunity to go over a lot of old videos.
Right.
And try to identify gestural communication that we might have missed.
Right.
In like, I don't know, old, where someone went and documented like,Aboriginal or some indigenous populations.
なんかそのいろんな言語と相対的に見ると英語と日本語なんてそんな離れてるもんじゃないじゃん全然。でもなんかタガログ語とかになるとさ、なんだっけ he と she の違いがないとかなんか past tense がないんだっけ。その tense がないみたいな言語もあるじゃん。だそうすると tense 使ってる言語の人としてはさ。え、それでどうやって伝わってんのと思うけど、そこに、あれだったから、今とか明日とかそういう言葉をつけて、理解するみたいな。 逆に難しそうって思っちゃうけど。
I think it's there's like a weird thing where there's a in English there's a strong distinction between one of something and
oh, yeah.
more than one.
あ、そうだね。
But in Japanese there isn't.
ないないない。だからその受験とかでみんなやったと思うけど、好きな映画の一つとかさ。
Yeah.
意味が分かんないもんね、別に好きな映画でいいじゃんみたいな、その複数っていうことにそこまで重きを置かないからね、その S でさ複数を表すみたいなのが日本語にはないから。
That's such a...
好きな映画たちの、最も好きな映画たちのうちの一つみたいなさ、そんな回りくどい言い方しないもんね日本語は。
Yeah.
一番好きな映画って別に言っちゃっていいっていう。
Yeah, but like the no one's really concerned about it even.
No. だからその英語だと多分もっと的確に言わないとって思うんだろうね。その、
mm-hmm.
一番いいものっていうのはもう一個しかないみたいなさ。
Yeah.
だから一番いいものが複数ある場合はそれをきちんと明確にしなきゃいけないみたいな。日本語はそれないからね。
Not knowing whether there's one or some of something or more than one of something is like a hugehang up for Westerners. You know, you don't understand the context properly if you don't,
right?
Or you feel a certain unease about it.
まああと日本語は主語を言わないからね。そもそも主語をカットしちゃうっていうのは英語だとありえないもんね。主語なしで喋るっていう。スペイン語も主語カットできるけど、動詞が活用するからどの主語か分かるようになってるけど。日本語はそれもないもんね。
Yeah.
でも別に困んないよね。
I was watching a documentary or something. I don't remember. It was on YouTube. I'm always watching YouTube, I guess. But they were showing the different ways that we've or different things that we've sent out into space.
Okay.
That may be found by aliens.
Right.
So there's like Voyager and some other crafts. There's maybe three or four of them that are,
yeah.
that are floating out into space. And so there was a lot of thought that went into designing these plates that actually are
right.
like welded onto these satellites.
Yeah.
And so if you look at them, they're pretty hard to decipher, even for a human being. Even though we fucking sent the thing,
yeah.
you're looking at it and it's like, what? I don't get it. So
it looks alien to us.
It does look alien, but of course it looks alien because it's communicating based on the most fundamental or the most like primary common principles that we could use to communicate things. In the universe. So there's like a diagram of like a hydrogen atom represented in a really symbolic way. And everything on there is binary, like distances.
Yeah.
Like there's actually a map that tells aliens exactly where Earth is.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if it's a good idea to send that out there.
I know, right? But... Can we just put like Kim Kardashian face or something on top of it instead?
Yeah.
Just show like, you know, what we look like, kind of. Not like where we are.
Well, that's what we're doing with North Korea.
確かに。
Yeah.
I hope they're not sending reality shows in the States.
Yeah.
Too depressing.
Hopefully that thing works out.
いや、はい、お話終わりですか。
Yep.
文字起こしのテキスト毎週言ってるのにさ、文字起こしのテキストを、Mac と iPhone と Android のアプリで購入できますので、ぜひ試してみてください。月額240円で全エピソード読み放題っていうのをやってますので、yep. ぜひ
お願いします。
あと Amazon でファービンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナーイケてるやつ売っていますので。まだ寒いもんね、ちょっと今週また寒いね。
Yeah, yesterday was pretty cold.
Yeah, それもお願いします。以上ですかね。なんか言わなきゃいけないことあったっけ。
Didn't we have other stuff? What about like Facebook とか。
あ、そう、 Facebook と Twitter と Instagram やってます。 質問はツイッターでしてもらえると返しやすいです忘れちゃうんだよね、なんか終わると気が抜けて、最初のイントロは忘れないのにね。
You used to though.
Yeah, I used to. Not anymore after almost 3 years.
Yeah.
はい、終わり、
以上です。
バイ
バイ。